This is Morning Edition on KUNC. A lifetime of memories can disappear for those with Alzheimer's and dementia. But one study underway in Fort Collins is looking at whether music can help keep that spark going a little longer and make the lives of patients and their caregivers a little better. KUNC arts reporter Stacey Nick has more.
Before they got married, Steve and Lynn Jablonski were college sweethearts who shared a love for music and the arts.
48 years? I'm always wrong.
She always forgets.
Last year, Steve, a retired accounting and business professor, was diagnosed with Fragile X. Dementia is among the symptoms associated with this neurodegenerative disorder.
I'd heard doing some research, and music and memory was something that I thought would be a good thing for my husband.
The Jablonskis are taking part in a new study called B Sharp. That's the letter B, like a musical note, B Sharp. The collaborative effort looks at the impact of music on Alzheimer's and dementia patients.
Well, we feel like there's not a cure for Fragile X, at least for my idea, is if we can do anything to, you know, benefit the public in terms of, you know, what he has, and it can't hurt.
So before heading to their seats during a recent performance by the Fort Collins Symphony, the Jablonskis stopped by a small room next to the performance hall to answer a few questions.
7A.
Yeah. Next one is D8U.
D-U-8.
Every time the number goes first, then letter.
You get the letter.
8-D-U. I'm confused.
Yes.
I'm confused. Sorry.
Then the couple enjoys an evening of Bartok, Copland, and Ravel. Afterward, it's back to the room to repeat the same tests. Tonight's questions focus on his emotional state as well as his memory. But what does music have to do with memory? A lot more than you might think, according to Colorado State University Associate Sociology Professor Jenny Cross. She's heading up the B-Sharp study.
You know, music is one of the things that we know that really has the capacity to trigger our memory.
Modeled after a similar program conducted in Arizona since 2007, the Colorado study is looking at a couple of things.
One of the caregivers found out that her partner had played a musical instrument when he was younger. I think that maybe it was the trumpet. And after attending the concert, it triggered those, you know, young memories for him, and they were able to talk about that and share that.
And that part about talking afterward is key, because another big loss for dementia and Alzheimer's patients is in their social connections.
They lose it with their partner as their partner's memory degrades, but then they also lose it with other people because they are exhausted by caregiving or so busy with caregiving that they don't have time to reach out.
Good job, you may begin.
I just finished.
No, just finished the warm-up.
Even before Hal Squire's Alzheimer's diagnosis 7 years ago, he and his wife, Sue, were steady workout partners. At their weekly seniors exercise class, the two warm up, taking a few laps through the halls of McKee Medical Center. But when asked how he likes the concerts he's seen as part of the B-Sharp study, Hal looks a little unsure.
I like it.
Yeah, he does it. It's kind of in the moment.
But Sue says those moments are still meaningful, even if Hal doesn't remember them.
Even when we went home, it was a late night for us, but he was enthusiastic about it and not tired right away. He goes to bed sometimes at 8:30 or 9, but that night we were up till 11 or 11:30. He was happy about it. It was a good thing.
And so far, B-Sharp has also been a good thing for Steve and Lynn Jablonski.
You know, as a couple, you just have to find new ways to make your life work for you.
And that's what CSU researcher Jenny Cross is hoping for from the study.
You know, music affects our brain, but it also affects our emotional body, that we have people have a physiological response to music. And so I think that it's that comprehensive response that is able to have that therapeutic effect.
At the end of the Fort Collins Symphony season, study organizers, which include Banner Health, the Alzheimer's Association, and the Larimer County Office on Aging, hope to use the data to expand the program to include other types of arts experiences. For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.